Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Good morning, everybody. We're here at HQ with Jamie Barrett from Marshview Farms.
Hey, folks.
And it is farm season.
That's right. It is booming right now. We had some good moisture. The days are long, so things are just popping. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. You go from super depressed because everything's gray and dreary.
Exactly.
To all the fruits of everything just popping up all at the same time.
That's right. Yeah. We were in the greenhouse in late February getting things ready, and then all of a sudden it's go, go, go.
It's go, go, go. Yeah. Especially, you know, how many people work at Marshview Farm?
Well, right now there's only about four of us, but we, you know, once school ends in another couple of weeks, we double. So,
yeah.
It's
a lot.
We're looking forward to those extra hands.
You're going to like to get dirty if you're on
a farm. Oh, yeah. My hands don't get clean till December.
Yeah. There you go. But we're going to talk about the CSA.
That's right.
And you guys have a kind of a unique CSA, and you have availability.
We do, yeah. So we're trying to sell about 15 more shares before we open mid next week. And we have some great pickup locations in Gloucester. So Gloucester, Rockport, we're at the new Burnham's Field Backyard Grocery Market, which starts June 19th on Wednesdays, 2:30 to 6:30. We're at an Annisquam Market. We're at the Rockport Market. We also do deliveries all around Gloucester, Rockport. So we'd love to get folks involved. We grow all our produce. We're not certified organic, but under the organic standards. And, there's nothing like fresh local produce.
We took advantage of it a couple of years ago. And for us, both of us working full time and not having a lot of time, having that delivery service really set you guys apart, in my opinion. And there's just nothing like being able, I'm a grill guy.
Yeah.
There's nothing like being able to grill local vegetables.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah.
It's special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roasting vegetables. And it's the easiest thing to do.
Totally. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you couldn't pack more nutrients into your body. And as they say you were going to the grocery store, you want to stay around the perimeters, right? You want to stay all that fresh stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like right there, delivered to your floor, right to your door, the best, most nutrient-dense foods that you can eat. It's just crazy not to take advantage of
it. Yeah, and the nice thing about doing a CSA program is you are, you know, you're guaranteed that produce every week. You don't have to think about it. It's just gonna show up. It's going to be from your backyard.
Yeah.
And our shares also come with our eggs too, which is something different than some other CSAs you might have heard of.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now, the way that we like to go about it is we come home, it's sitting right there, and we're like, oh yes, we can plan our meal. We're not gonna just eat a bag of chips. And the other good part about all the CSAs, you know, you're keeping a lot of this land from being like just, you know, blasted out with like, you know, 40 condominiums.
Totally. And that's part of our story. I'm glad you brought that up, because the land I farm on used to be part of the Crane Estate, and the Crane Estate sold it to a private couple. But their mission is to keep it from development and get it into agriculture. So we get to farm there. And yeah, by supporting local ag, you're supporting, you know, local land being free and open for pollinators, for wildlife, for all sorts of great reasons.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's so many wins all the way around. I'm gonna put the link up in case anybody's interested. There's 15 shares available. I know a lot of places, they don't have, you know, they
right.
they don't have shares available.
Yeah, totally. This is our fifth season, and we're trying to build, grow up a little bit. So we have some shares available. So it's a good time to jump in. First pickup or first delivery is next week, end of the week. And, you know, you get a weekly newsletter. We'll give you recipe ideas.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we're there on the farm all the time. So if you have questions, you know, what we get, folks will deliver produce, and then that night I'll get a couple texts with some pictures like, what exactly is this? How do I use that? Yeah. We're super happy to help with that.
Give us an example of a typical week this time of year,
yeah.
midsummer and late summer.
Yeah, okay, so this time of year you're going to get, like I can tell you next week, is head lettuce, some beautiful head lettuce, lots of different variety. Heads of bok choy, we have red Russian kale, well, salad turnips, which are like everyone's new favorite thing they never tried before, radishes, eggs. We have little basil pots.
Oh, wow.
Some herbs.
You got basil pots?
Yeah, yeah.
I can tell you, go to the supermarket and buy some basil. Like, what just happened? I got this much basil, and I feel like I'm
totally
destroyed.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So we always start with some basil pots so people can grow their own a little bit. We have more basil during the season, too. Oh, but we find that nice. And then, you know, mid-season, you're going to have things like the squashes, the peppers, the tomatoes, the eggplant. Still some greens like chard, scallions, potatoes.
Mm.
And then we move into things like winter squashes and the fall roots and yes. back into all the greens.
Again, tremendous to put, you know, you set up your charcoal on one side of the grill, put everything on the other side of the grill, a little olive oil, salt and pepper. It's the easiest thing in the world,
yeah,
and the most delicious thing in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, you can't get better.
You can't. You really
no.
can't.
No.
So give me. Here's a little. Give me. If I get the little basil pot, how do I care for this? And will it continue? Or is it like yeah, once yeah. I pick the heads off?
Right.
Is that it? Or do,
yeah. So there's a couple different ways you can do it. You can. Yeah. You know, some people just put it on their kitchen window and they'll pick leaves as they want to, and it'll be gone pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will plant it outside, and then you can do more, let it grow for a little while, and then you can take actual kind of branches off your basil, and it'll be around for a bit, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple different ways, you know. There's a more hands-off way, and there's a more kind of long-term.
I'm excited, yeah. man. I'm so excited. Oh, there's my wife. What does my wife have to say? My Kate, look, woot! Kate is super excited. Yes, you are, baby. We're going to eat good this year. I love it. So tell me about some of the farmers markets you're going to be in, and what different days you're going to be around.
Okay, yeah. So in the Gloucester area, we'll be on Wednesdays, 2:30 to 6:30 at Burnham's Field for the backyard grocery market. That starts June 19th and then through mid-October. There's Annisquam Market on Fridays during the day. That one starts June 21st and runs for 10 weeks. Starting the Saturday before the backyard growers one, the Rockport Market from 9 to 1 will be there, and that's 20 weeks. We'll be there every Saturday.
Wow.
And then we'll also, if you can't catch any of those places, we'll do deliveries for you. Nice thing about going to a pickup at one of the markets is you get to choose what you want to put in your share, which some folks love. Some folks like just to, hey, just give me the share.
But then if you have a certain idea, so a share is basically, is it a bag? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so we grow, you know, every week we'll have 8 to 14 different thing crops that we've grown,
mm-hmm.
and plus, you know, the half dozen eggs for the half share, full dozen eggs for the full share.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll gather that all together for you as part of your share.
So are your eggs are better than like what I would get at a grocery store?
I can tell you, like before I started doing this, I taste a difference in like everything that we grow, you know, to depend for the grocery store. But eggs are one of the biggest things they're just like a different thing. Like the grocery store eggs, now I can't even eat them. They're like water, you know, where the farm fresh eggs are, you know, they've got like half to them and
yeah.
the color and yeah, just very different.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
What's in the bag right here?
Oh, I got you guys some spinach and some bok choy. Some of our first bok choy and some of our first spinach.
Look at this. Nutrient dense, baby. Let's go.
So there's some bok choy for you. And
hey, let's go bok choy, baby.
And I got some nice spring spinach for you.
Oh, my God. My wife, how much money do we spend on spinach, honey? Oh, let's go.
No more bagged greens. The winter is so grim with those bagged greens that don't last.
Baby, let's go. It's delicious. I love it. Jimmy, thank you so much.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, Joe. I so appreciate it.
This is so cool.
Hope we can get some folks involved. We love spreading the love of the veggie love.
So go to the farmer's market if you want. They're not calling it a farmer's market, they're calling what?
The backyard grocery, GR grocery. But it is a farmer's market.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's put on by backyard growers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do great stuff in the community. They really do.
Definitely.
And one more time, I'm going to put the link up if you want to join. Here it is. And this link that I'm going to put up right now in the notes will give you everything that we may have missed, you'll find at that link right there, and a place to sign up. Couldn't be easier. Anything else we want to talk about? One more question. Are you looking for interns or workers or anything like that?
We're pretty good. But if you're interested, we always love volunteers. Like, if you want to come out and just see what it's all about and get your hands dirty a little bit, feel free to give me a call or email through the website. And, come out and take a look and help us out. And we always send volunteers home with some produce. So
there you go.
Home time.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hey, Joey, thank you.
That was fun.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you later. And we're going to go out with some Annie Brost.
Good morning, Gloucester.